Before we jump into today's episode, I have something special for you. If you've been thinking about writing a book but aren't sure where to start, I want to personally invite you to my free Idea to Outline workshop. In this free session, I will guide you through the exact steps to take your book idea and turn it into a clear, actionable outline. It's time to stop feeling overwhelmed and start taking the right steps towards writing your best-selling book. The workshop's completely free, and you can sign up today by clicking the link in the show notes. I can't wait to help you bring your book to life. Now let's get into today's episode. Welcome to the Idea to Impact podcast, where we turn your book ideas into powerful, life-changing books that create more impact, income, and influence in your industry. I'm Blake DeVos, and in this podcast, we explore the journey of writing, publishing, and turning your ideas into a best-selling book that makes a real difference. Whether you're an ambitious entrepreneur, a passionate coach, or an emerging expert, this podcast is your go-to resource for turning your vision into a book that makes a lasting impact. Join me as we dive into the strategies, insights, and stories that will help bring your book idea to life. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode. Today, I'm going to get personal with you. If you've ever thought about writing a book, you might have been wondering, what does the real process look like? What should I expect? And how can I avoid the mistakes others make? Well, I'm giving it to you in this episode. I'm going to share five things I learned the hard way about becoming an author. Now, these are lessons I wish someone had told me before I started on my author journey all those years ago, and I'm hoping they're going to save you from making the same mistakes. So before I get into the lessons, though, I have to share something important. When I started writing my first book, I had no idea how hard it was going to be. I thought that once I had the idea, the words would just pour out. But obviously, it was far from the truth. So if you've ever struggled with self-doubt, procrastination, or the pressure of balancing your writing with everything else going in your life, I've been there and I've learned that the hard way. How to make it hell of a lot easier for you is to have a book outline. So if you are ready to turn your expertise into a book that generates influence, income, and impact, please listen to this episode. Keep listening, because let's get into it. The importance of getting clear on your why. This is lesson number one. Getting clear on your why. It is essential. So when I first started, I had this vague idea, but I had no clear direction. All I wanted to do was just write a book and help people. But I didn't realize back then the book needed to have a much more specific purpose, because without that strong why, the writing process becomes confusing and the message ends up being diluted. This is why it took me 3 years to write my first book. So I started writing it, and like I said before, I thought the words would come out. I didn't have an outline. I didn't have a clear intent of who I was targeting. It was more targeting people who were wanting to live a good life. But I had moments where I just felt like I was spinning my wheels. Why was I writing the book? What was I hoping to achieve? And it took me a lot longer than it should to have answered those questions. In fact, it wasn't until I really narrowed down my focus, realizing that the book wasn't just about sharing thoughts and ideas, but obviously it was about helping people find the balance in their lives. And that's when I really found my stride. So I broke it all down into six pillars. And the key message was finding balance in your life and just getting after what it is you want to do. And the book helps you find what it is that you want to do, so you can go out there and just make it happen. So if you're struggling with clarity on why you're writing your book, just take that step back. Ask yourself, what impact do I want to have? And how do I want this book to make a difference? Now, trust me, once you get clear on it, the whole process becomes easier. It becomes a whole lot smoother. The second lesson I learned is perfectionism is a trap. Now, I thought I had to get every sentence perfect before I could clearly move on. If a paragraph didn't just sound right, I would spend hours rewriting it, often just really going around in circles. And this made the process so much harder than it needed to be. I was so focused on perfecting that sentence, perfecting that paragraph, that I wasn't making any real progress. I mean, at one point, I spent an entire week agonizing over the introduction of my book. I wanted it to be really cool, like perfect, but I was just wasting time. Time I could have spent just getting the other words down, getting the chapters down at least on the page, so moving forward with the rest of the book. But writing is an iterative process. Your first draft, it won't be perfect. It just needs to exist. And this is the hardest thing to overcome from a mindset point of view for new authors. Just believing that the first draft has to exist. You can always refine it and improve it later. And I finally came to this realization after I was just stuck in that perfectionism trap for far too long. Like I said, 3 years, 2.5 years in that trap. When I let go of the need to be perfect, the words just started flowing much more easily. And the biggest tip I will always give is to not edit as you go. It is the biggest perfectionism trap that exists, and your draft will not exist if you keep doing that. Now, I don't care how you write though, just start writing. So give yourself permission to get it wrong at first. You're gonna get there, but if you're letting perfectionism get in the way, it's gonna hold you back, I promise you that. The third lesson is the publishing process is not as simple as you think. This is why I've created Idea to Impact. It's why I have now got a publishing business to help people publish their books, but also own all the rights to their book. I mean, we do the publishing so that they don't have to worry about that, but it's not as simple as you think. So it kind of caught me off guard for the very first book. When I first went to publish The Six Pillars of Rewarding Life, I thought the writing the book would be the hard part. I thought I could just upload it to Amazon, hit publish, and there you go, I'd be a publisher. But there's so many more steps. You've got editing, you've got cover designing, you've got formatting, you got to know what an ISBN is, copyright, launch strategies, and obviously your marketing. So if you've never gone through the publishing process before, it's easy to overlook how much work is involved. And that's why inside Idea to Impact, we do all that for you. So you don't have to worry about the publishing. We give you your marketing strategies so you can go out there and attack it. But realistically, we make it as easy as possible for you to become an author. So that's just a side note. But once the manuscript is done, you have to make sure your book is properly formatted, designed, and ready to be shared with the world. And even after publishing, you have to have a solid marketing strategy in place too. Now, I had no idea how much work was ahead of me once I finished writing. There were moments when I thought I should have just stuck to writing articles, which I used to do on another website. But looking back, I realized that the real value is seeing your book go from an idea to something tangible. And that journey takes more than just writing. So take it from me, if you do want to go at it alone, be prepared for the publishing side of things. It is not as simple as it seems. The fourth lesson is the value of having a strong support team. So surround yourself with a strong support team. I'm not just talking about colleagues or your team members, but personal teams, your husband, your wife, your kids, your friends, your family. Going back to when I first started, I'm always a go-getter. I always thought I could just do everything myself. But the reality is we all need people in our lives. And I started to realize that with so many areas I obviously wasn't an expert at. Your editing, cover designing, marketing, and even understanding the nuances of book distribution, because that is a strategy that needs to be learned. Now, of course, I know about the marketing and the book distribution now, but I'll always still outsource my editing and cover designing. That's what we do inside Idea to Impact. But it is important just to have that support team, that support network, and people who believe in your book as well. I remember at one point I was so overwhelmed that I almost just considered giving up. I had no idea how to move forward. Like I said, 3 bloody years. That's when I realized writing a book, especially a best-selling one, it's not something that you should do alone. You're going to need a support team to help you through. And, you know, I was lucky enough to find an American editor, actually. She was amazing, who really helped me refine my manuscript, and also another great cover designer who created an amazing cover. So I know firsthand how tempting it is to try and do everything yourself, but having the right support team, it can make all the difference. So like I said, whether it's a mentor, whether it's us, whether it's a cover designer, don't be afraid to delegate tasks to the experts, to the ones who actually make your book look super professional. And it's going to save you a bunch of time as well. A fifth and final lesson, marketing your book is as important as writing it. So when I published The Six Pillars of Rewarding Life, you always think, oh, the hard work's just done. And I'd written the book and it's time to relax and let the sales roll in. But if you're thinking that writing the book is the end of the journey, it's just really the beginning. It's the beginning of a fun, rewarding, but also hard work journey. Because marketing is the lifeblood of a book success. Marketing is the lifeblood of any business success. So Obviously, sure, writing a great book is important, but you need to have a strategy in place to get it into the hands of the right readers. It's just not enough to upload it and hope for the best. So think about how you can market your book. You know, you can get creative with your marketing strategies, from reaching out to influencers, building an email list, running ads even. I used to do that a lot for the Six Pillars of Rewarding Life, where I would give that book away for free, and then that would hopefully get them to buy that next book called Evolve Your Skills. So, you know, that's one of the things I learned, was that marketing needs to start well before the book is published. You need to build an audience and your platform so that when your book's out, you've already got a group of people ready to buy. So remember, the book is just one part of the equation. The real magic happens when you get in front of the right people. So start thinking about your marketing strategy early, and really don't wait until your book is live to start promoting it. So that is it for today's episode. Thank you again for joining me. Please subscribe, send this to a friend who's thinking of writing a book, or send it to a business buddy who's looking to write a book. But until next time, I will catch you again on the next episode. There's some really awesome episodes coming up too. But yeah, we'll chat to you on the next one.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one.